Hi, friends. For nearly two decades, we have been inviting men to embark on an emotional growth mission, not merely a sexual purity mission, as good as that is. But what is an emotional growth mission? And what are the challenges and possible stumbling blocks to emotional growth? In this episode, Stephen and I define the emotional growth mission and share over 10 thoughts and ideas that could stunt you on this mission. To get started or keep going on your emotional growth mission, watch the 7-part Emotional Training for Men webinar series at bebroken.org/etm-webinar. For even more resources, visit bebroken.org or check out other links in today's show notes. And would you please rate and review the podcast after you listen to it, because this really does help others to find it. Pure Sex Radio is produced by Be Broken Ministries, and Be Broken's mission is to help men, women, and families move from sexual brokenness to wholeness in Christ and equip others to do the same. Now, let's get into today's conversation about emotional growth. All right, my friend, Stephen Cervantes, how are you doing?
I am blessed and glad to be here. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, so, you know, one of the things that we talk about and that you have been just, you know, on a mission for, it's almost like it's become your life purpose over the last 20 years is saying, man, we got to get men on an emotional growth pathway, like an emotional growth mission.
Yes.
You're always talking about that growth mission. You got to be on a growth journey. You got to be growing, right? Now, I totally get that. I think men, once you've spent a little bit of time with them and been able to kind of explain what you're talking about, get that. And then there's a certain point when I think a guy can come to you and say, am I done yet? Like, at what point can I say I've grown enough?
Oh, God.
So I think today we've got to talk about some of those things that might stunt that growth mission, or some thoughts that could come in that say, man, I don't know if I want to keep going. Because so you want to help us understand why we're going to talk about this today.
But I want to back up, because I want to officially announce the coining of this term, because we've used it, but we've never defined it and marked it in time, so that it may be self-serving, but I get credit for terming emotional growth mission, right? Because you and I use it. We don't define it. I don't know that we've ever defined it.
Yeah.
And we never said where it came from or how it started. But I'm like tickled that you're recognized, because God, I think, gave this to me as the message to tell the men, get on an emotional growth mission. Underneath sexual addiction is stunted emotional growth. Addiction on top, emotional, who you are emotionally underneath. You put this in check, you still got a weak emotional man. You got to get on emotional growth mission. You got to do the deeper work. And when I say emotional, I mean spiritual and emotional, right? What is love, emotional or spiritual? What is suffering, emotional or spiritual? What is joy? They're the same. They're interchangeable. So when we say emotional, we always mean spiritual. Now, you can go to church and hear, get on a spiritual mission. But we're using emotional because we have to help the men see where they have to work.
And we've briefly shared this. We probably shared this multiple times before. But really, kind of the seeds for this was even early on in the ministry, when we're getting guys, these men, these husbands, and they're, you know what, they're not looking at porn anymore. They're not acting
That's
out
right.
anymore. And then their wives are calling us angry. 6 months later, saying,
right.
Why did you mess up my husband? And we're like, oh, is he looking at porn again? No. Well, what's the problem? Well, he's angrier now than he was before. So
he's more distant.
Yeah.
Or we don't talk, and all these odd behaviors show up, but he's not porning.
Right. So that's like when we started to realize, oh, there's this whole other system that needs to be addressed, which is the emotional system.
That's right. And let me also say, we coined the word porning right here. So when Wikipedia wants to know where it came from, we coined that word right here.
Don't hashtag that.
So. So thank you, because you are on an emotional growth mission.
Yeah.
You wouldn't listen to podcasts like this if you weren't on mission, but maybe you didn't know what to call the work you're doing. Mm-hmm. I'm on emotional growth mission. And we historically push stuff down instead of face it and pull it up and look at it. And Jonathan said, we get angry, we get irritable because we can't do the other thing, right? And so remember, think on two levels. The top one is behavior, stopping behavior, accountability, don't do stuff. The bottom program is do stuff, new, better stuff, do God stuff, do healing stuff, growth stuff. So one, you get on this mission, but we've started hearing comments, feedback, you know? And so we wanted to play with this a little bit and challenge you to stay on the mission, to be aware that everybody's on an emotional growth mission because we're on a spiritual growth mission. And when does it end? Never.
And that's why I think it's important, this particular podcast, because 100% of you who are listening, no matter where you are on your emotional growth mission, you will run into one of the things that we're going to talk here about that could be a stunting, could be something where you're like, I don't know if I want to keep doing this, or what's mm-hmm. the point?
Well, and if it was so easy, everybody would have done it, right?
Right, yeah.
The other stuff is easy. Avoiding, denying, looking the other way, not engaging.
Staying immature, you know,
yeah. That's all easy stuff, but pressing into emotional growth, right? See, remember the words Jonathan spoke about in the last podcast. Rest, joy, peace. That's the fruit of the emotional growth mission, right? Pursuing God. That's the fruit of the Spirit. Right? When your spirit and his spirit are in sync, this beauty happens, rises up inside you, this beautiful state mm-hmm. of freedom and peace and joy. Because do you think you have more of it now than you've ever had?
Oh my goodness, yeah. It is truly night and day. I mean, I was the definition of restless in my addiction. And now, you know what? The two things. One is I can be at peace with myself, but I can also be peace with myself.
Oh, that's good.
And what I mean by that is, you know what? Yeah. I can be in solitude and be okay, and it's not like I'm going to be scared of doing something stupid or whatever. So there's a rest that comes to
that.
And
you know, I've had more peace and rest and joy, and I want to protect it. Mm-hmm. So when something stupid like porn comes up, I go, well, I know what you are, and you're not what I have, and you don't get to take it away from me,
yeah.
Right? Now, I'm not claiming to be perfect, flawless, right?
Right. Neither one of us are.
We break down, we get tired, you know. Sin is fun. Come on, otherwise we wouldn't be sinning. It's fun.
But here's what I would say. I would say that the responses that you and I just gave about peace and rest and joy is because we've gone on this lower emotional growth mission.
Yes.
And I would have to say, I mean, I credit so much of that to you, Stephen, because you were there at the very beginning of my own recovery journey. And some of these things, if I had just gone on the typical kind of recovery program track, sometimes I'm a little afraid of what my life would actually look like today, because I might still be trying to manage an addiction.
Yes.
Instead of actually experiencing the rest and the joy and the peace and the freedom.
Or be in recovery.
Yeah.
I got to be recovering all the time. Recovering from what? And what are we going to go back to? In the emotional growth mission, it's like there's no place to go back to. You can't recover to a bad place.
Yeah, you've got to be going forward.
You got to be on a growth mission if you want to get where you need to go. But we validate the guys that are stopping bad behavior.
Yeah.
Yes. First year, please, everybody work on recovery and stopping bad behavior. But don't forget, because we see people for 20 years, they're still trying to recover.
Yeah.
They're
and
not
we don't,
on growth mission.
And we also don't say that you never look back to things in your history and that kind of stuff. That's a whole different kind of conversation. What we're talking about in terms of emotional growth is you have to be, the target is always ahead.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Yes, that's beautiful. And it falls right in line. Your spiritual and emotional, they just line up perfectly. Because why do we go every Sunday to hear biblical truths? So it'll go into our emotional self, mm-hmm. right? And help the emotional self be at peace. So that the spirit in us and the emotional system, they work together, right? They're not fighting each other. So but there's some warning signs, and we've started hearing warning signs. And look, we're humans. Life is hard. It's a struggle. Everybody's going to probably think these. And number one is, Can I stop now? Look, I've been on this journey for a bit. You know, can I just stop now?
Yeah. So the first thing that comes to my mind is no, but it's okay to pull into the rest area every now and then. You know, I think of like, you know, you're on a long road trip or something and you go, okay, the destination is still 1,000 miles away, but maybe I need to pull into this rest stop.
Yeah.
Just to, you know,
get out of the car.
Exactly. Stretch my legs.
There you go.
So it's like, no, you can't stop.
No,
but,
and there's two parts. Stop now, right. Now, today. And you say,
yeah, well, that's again where it's like, no, take a break today. Take a rest today, but get back on the mission.
Good.
And that's part of it too, is you I think it is important recognizing the seasons that you're in and the realization that there can be all kinds of life circumstances that are going on that means you're going to have certain seasons where you feel like you are really gaining so much. Mm. And then you have other seasons where you do feel like that's you're almost true. In a holding pattern. And we just want you to know that all of that is okay on the mission. But here's the thing. You've got to always look up every now and then and remind yourself, the mission isn't done yet. If I'm still breathing, the mission's not done.
That's right. And he has more to do with me. Mm-hmm. He has more to show me and teach me. Hey, Jonathan, I've been doing this for the last 2 years. Haven't I gone far enough? Haven't I gone far, Jonathan, enough?
Yeah, well, I would never want to dismiss how far you have gone.
Thank you.
It's important to encourage whatever growth has happened. But it's kind of one of the things that I often think of is when we're think, because I look at growth, this growth mission, another word that I would use for it is we're maturing.
Yes.
We're maturing. But maturing, that word maturity, can you ever say that maturing is complete? Like, isn't there always a little bit more maturing that can happen? Meaning like growth in wisdom or growth in
well, and
skills.
Think about how God designed us, okay? You're 10. Then you look up one day and you're 20. And when you got good at 20, you're 30, right? So, I mean, that's the point is
exactly.
where, you know.
I often joke with my wife. I'm like, I'm a great 25-year-old now, you know, and I'm almost 50. So.
That's good. So number three, look, I'm comfortable here, right now. I'm comfortable. There's a comfort between me and wife, and we're here in this good place. Can we just stay? Can we just stay here? Because we got there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know what? This is a tricky one, I think, because I think we should be pleased with comfort,
mm-hmm.
You know?
Yes.
The trick to me about this question is, am I seeing this season as being in a place of comfort, or am I either scared or lazy towards what the next point of growth needs to be. And those are two different things. The
right.
idea of I'm in a place where God has given me some respite and I'm experiencing comfort and he's got me in a season of just enjoying that.
Yeah, that's good.
That's very different from saying, you know what? I want to make this my, I want to make this the way things always are. And God is poking you a little bit and saying, you know what, I've got this other growth thing that you need to do. And it's like, no, I don't want to do that. I'm comfortable, you know?
It's true.
And, so,
and that's true of all of us,
right?
Is there more? You mean I got more? In my last podcast, I said I want to suffer well because as you age, you see suffering around you. It's like, okay, I don't know what's coming, but I'm getting my program ready for whatever's coming next,
mm-hmm.
because we can't just hunker down, right?
Yeah.
So look how far I've come, and how far do I have to go? Isn't this a good stopping place? I've been doing this for 2 or 3 years now. I've gone so far. And remember, these are thoughts of stopping the program. That's all you're going to hear. This whole list is, can I stop now? So Jonathan probably got to repeat him though on some of these because I get to ask him and he's answering. But look how far I've come. It's been a far piece. You know, is this a good stopping place?
So here's the way I would actually put this question back to somebody. If you're asking how far do I have to go, doesn't that mean you know you haven't gotten to the end?
Yeah.
Because if you're saying, well, how far do I have to go? You're realizing, maybe I haven't actually gotten to the completion point. Because if I'm asking how much farther do I, then you know there's more
to go.
Distance to go.
That's good. And so a person might say these words, right? Because growth is uncomfortable, right?
It
we
is.
Have to keep pushing ourselves to the next place and to the next place. And either you get excited about growth, and I think I'm wired kind of weird because I'm always looking for growth. I love the next idea that's going to take me to the next place. And it's like, oh, I want another idea. And you know what? I got to be honest, because in the beginning I thought, well, I had this really good idea. I'm not going to tell anybody because they're going to steal it. And then I won't get credit for it. And it's like I gave it away. That person took it and used it. And God gave me another one. Then I gave that one away, and he gave me another one. And so I know for the rest of my life, I'm going to be on a growth mission.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's who we serve, a mighty God who has more. He has more. So try not to fight. You can be uncomfortable. You can get tired. You can go zone out for a while if you want to. But sometimes you'll hear a person balking. He'll say to his wife, stop pushing me. Stop pushing me. Who made you, God? Why do you get to push me? I've done a lot of changing. Stop pushing me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, for the person that may be hearing that from somebody, I think it's good to stop pushing them.
Mm.
And what I mean by that is I think we need to recognize what the larger context of this whole growth mission is that we're talking about, is that we are created in the image of God and we are made by God.
Mm.
So who is it in our lives that has actually taken final and full authority and responsibility for the overall growth mission in our lives? Is it not our sovereign God?
Oh.
So in some ways, there are points in which a person is saying, stop pushing me, stop pushing me. And it might be important for that person who's hearing that to say, okay, God, this is your child. This is your...
Yes.
And so there's a sense in which sometimes the way that a person might be bringing something is not the same way that God might be bringing that growth mission or that pushing. So I think sometimes there's a time in which, like, okay, I'm going to pull back, but I'm still going to be praying for that person, and the Holy Spirit can do his work and those kind of things. But for the person who's saying that, stop pushing me, I think it's important for that person to realize, can I stop long enough to ask myself, why is this person trying to actually maybe push me forward? Is it because they don't love me or they hate me? Or is it actually because they see maybe some potential in me that is untapped that I'm not leaning into, and they actually want the best for me? They want me to be the full person that God created me to be.
And you know this is true of our wives. Right?
Yeah.
They push on us and we push on them.
Yeah.
And why? It's the ultimate love.
It's because you love them,
It's not because you want to quit or not accept. It's because, like, you could be so much better. I can see it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If we love each other, we call each other higher.
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
So sometimes when your wife is pushing on you guys, it's not your wife. It's the voice of God coming through your wife saying, keep going. Don't stop. There's more. There's better ahead. And you go, wait, isn't that good? Isn't it good enough? Isn't it good? Didn't I get far enough? So the next one is the guy that says, this is just hard work. I don't know this. I'm not designed this way. This is hard. Every new concept, every new idea, everything I've got to grapple and wrestle with, it's hard. And it's work.
Mm-hmm. And the first thing I would say is amen. You know, but the next thing I would say is, okay, so let's break this down. I'm totally acknowledging it is hard work. Let's try to take this idea of hard work outside of the emotional growth mission context and put it in any other area of your life. So let's say you've got a problem with your car. and you're trying to fix it, and you realize this is hard work. There's knowledge that's beyond me. There's skill that's beyond me. Well, what do? You go seek someone who has the knowledge and skill to be able to take care of that issue. Why not do the same thing here? I mean, Stephen has mentioned it previously on these podcasts. You're listening to this podcast because you're on a growth mission.
That's right.
So here's a great tool that you can use. Lean into people that maybe have had more experience and knowledge and skill in this area and say, okay, I acknowledge it's hard work, but I don't have to make it harder on myself by thinking that somehow I've got to just organically and intuitively figure all of this out on my own. What if I actually got some counseling? What if I actually got into, you know, a group with some mature men that are able to help me with this?
Absolute new ideas.
So it's like, you're right. It's hard work. Yeah. So roll up your sleeves and get connected with people that can help you do the work.
And what do you say to the guy that says, look, I just want to stop. Okay, I'm tired. You people talk and use words and emotions and feelings. I don't want to. I want to stop.
Mm-hmm. Can I be just totally transparent with you? So, this is going to be really kind of confession time. I have, I've been feeling the struggle of all of my kids as adults now. This transition has been more difficult and more challenging than I had originally anticipated in every way.
But what do you mean, to let them go or to see what they're dealing with in a difficult world out there?
The transition of relationship from having kids at home to then having kids grown.
Kids, yeah.
And so when I think about this, like, can I take a break? In some ways, I feel like part of this transition has been me saying, man, I don't know how to do this. I'm struggling. And you know what? It's almost as if God is saying, it's okay to go sit on the porch for a while, you know,
and just be.
It's okay.
Just sit and just be.
Just
be with
feel
me.
Your feelings.
Yes.
Don't feel, try to figure it out. Allow it to just simmer
but
for a little bit.
This is beautiful because this is emotional growth mission. This is your assignment to go through this transition period and to see what he wants to show you. Because he's always bringing up stuff in us that he wants to make better, right? And if we let go of this, we can embrace this better thing.
Right.
And I love that because I'm in battles, you're in battles. We're all, if we're honest, everybody has got some comfort here, but he's calling us up to the next ledge as we climb this mountain. It's like, can I just sit here and look at the view?
Yeah. And so I would say on this question, absolutely, you can take a break. In fact, one of the things that I think is so important on in life in general is I think about when Jesus, even as he's, doing his work and doing his mission and training these disciples, these apostles to do, is there were times where he'd said, let's get away for a little while.
Yes.
There were times where he says, let's pull away from the quote-unquote work for a little bit just to rest. And so I think we need to have those rhythms, that balance between kind of the work of emotional growth and sometimes just the rest of emotional growth.
We never stop. We take breaks. We pause. We recreate, right, to rest and renew, and then we get back in the battle. Sometimes a guy will say, you know, I hang with a lot of guys, but nobody else is on an emotional growth mission. They don't know what they call me stupid for saying that. Nobody's doing it. Why do I have to do it? Nobody else is doing it.
Yeah. Well, not to be too pointed in my response to that, but it's like, and you've just indicated why you need to stay on this emotional growth mission, because that's kind of immature. You know, I think of it this way. I think if you're really growing emotional health and you're growing in emotional maturity, you're not necessarily going to want to throw kind of a pity party for the fact that maybe nobody else is doing this. What I would actually do is I'd want to challenge that guy and I'd want to say, listen, why don't you call up some other men, call them out.
Call them upward, and say,
why don't you go say, hey, you want to get on this mission with me? I mean, what, rather than just kind of looking out there and saying, nobody else is doing, because to me, that's still kind of that that kind of a response is still some of that sort of isolating tendencies that's part of addiction. You know, you got a guy in addiction saying, look, nobody's broken like me, you know, look at how often, or, you know, it's all about me. And then here you got a guy saying, look, I'm the only one that's doing emotional growth, man, nobody else. It's like, hey, man, get engaged and call some guys out to come on the journey with you.
That's good. Sometimes somebody will just stop and say, I don't want to talk anymore. Okay, don't bring up this topic anymore. Okay, enough about this emotional growth. Shut up. Enough. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
I'm sorry, Stephen. I mean, I know I've said that before, but
I think I repent. We've all been on our face before our God, actually, who's growing us and saying, okay, I'll stop throwing a fit. I didn't want to do it, but guess what?
Yeah.
It's waiting right there to be done. And if I don't go another step, then I deny you. And how do I live well?
Well, you know, what's funny is, you know, you can even say that you've experienced this even within our 3-day workshop where, you know, halfway through the workshop, there may be a guy saying, I don't want to talk about emotional growth anymore, you know?
Right.
And yet I think that's sometimes because so many times, especially for guys that, or anybody that's developed like an addiction,
yep,
and they're really wanting to break free from those behaviors.
Yes.
Sometimes it is so hard for them to draw the line between those behaviors and the stunted emotional system that they've been running.
Okay, and keep developing that.
So what I'm saying, it takes
more. I
see
all these behaviors. I don't see this was stunted thing.
So what I'm saying is when a person says, I don't want to talk about this anymore, sometimes that could indicate there's still more work that needs to be done to help them understand why this work is important to what the thing is that they actually want to change.
I got you.
So in other words, they're saying, stop talking to me about this emotional stuff. I just don't want to look at porn anymore.
Yes.
And you're like, well, we've got to keep talking about this because that's the underlying issue that is driving your porn use, but you just don't see it yet, and we got to keep working on that.
That's good, and that goes well with the next one. This is far enough.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is now. Earlier, the statement was, "Haven't we gone far enough?
Mm-hmm.
Haven't we gone?" No, this is far enough. I put up enough with this. This is far enough. I've done plenty. I'm camping right here. If you don't love me, if you don't want me, this is far enough for me.
And you know what? I would say sometimes the way I think of this growth mission, if we were to put it on, let's say, a chart, you know, you're going to kind of graph it out. So many times the assumption that people might have is, okay, listen, if I say today I'm going to really start working on this emotional growth, you know, journey. They have this idea that this is going to be sort of perpetual upward growth. The chart is just going to be this great vector that goes out into forever. And I look at it more like,
that's good.
Not only is it kind of choppy, but I look at there's plateaus that can go for a while, and then it's choppy again. And so when somebody says, this is far enough, I'm like, okay, you know what? There might need to be a little plateau here because here's
good.
What I've found. It's kind
that's
of like, I mean, this is going to be a silly, maybe stupid example, but it's like if I've been binge watching college football on a Saturday, you know, there's a certain point where I go, man, I'm growing roots here in my chair. I need to get up. But sometimes for a while, I'm like, I'm not moving. This is far enough. I'm not doing. But you know what? Sometimes just by the sake of being in that state for long enough, you go, I have to move.
Yeah,
I have to go do something. I know that's a silly example,
no,
but it's kind
of
the same
kind. No, it's a perfect example,
of,
but you find within yourself motivation to go, I'm wasting time.
Right.
I can pitch a fit. I can stomp around. I can go play for a while, but I have to get back in the game, right? It's like I'm going to sit on the bench because I'm injured,
mm-hmm,
but I'm going to get back in the game, right?
Yeah.
Because you're not going to play from the bench.
Right.
So there's two more. What? Everything? You want me to look at everything inside myself? What are you talking about?
Yeah. Well, you don't have to look at it all at once. That's the thing. But here's the thing. You know, one of the things we talk about a lot in this ministry is that term integrity, right? We're looking to be men of integrity.
Mm.
And that term literally means wholeness throughout. So if you're saying, I want to be a man of integrity or a woman of integrity, I want to be a person of integrity, but you're essentially saying on this growth mission, but there's 25% of myself I don't want to look at. You can't claim to be a person of integrity because there's a point at which you've got to look at your whole self. You got to look at all of it. And again, like I said, you don't have to look at it all at once.
Right.
But we part of the growth mission, and you've experienced this along the way, is, man, God really has you honing in on one particular area. Yeah. And as you start to kind of gain some stability and maturity in that area, there's a part of you that starts thinking, ah, oh, you know what? I'm becoming complete. And then all of a sudden a door opens. And it's like, I didn't even see that part before.
I got to go down you that know? Hall.
There's a whole other. And so some of it is if you're on this growth mission, just recognize there's going to be a lot that even on the front end, when you start saying, I got to look at everything, you don't even know what everything means.
It's true.
But go on the mission.
And let me weave that one with this one. Can I keep some things off limit? Can't there be a few personal parts of me that are mine?
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things where I think that's also part of the growth mission in terms of realizing that at some point, because we were designed to be known, somebody's got to know you. And that means, all of you. Now, that doesn't mean everybody has to know all of you. But you've got to have some people. I mean, if you're married, certainly your spouse. If you've got some close friends, people are going to need to know all of you.
And oftentimes those dark, heavy, moldy, shut-off places need Jesus' light to come in and, you know, clean up, sanctify, clean up, but shed light of purity and truth in some dark places. You think, oh, man. And, you know, if you confess to him or you confess to one person, something happens.
Mm-hmm. So if you have felt any of these or all of them, just know you're on the mission. We want to encourage you to keep going. It's okay to take some breaks along the way just to get some rest, but don't ever stop the mission because I actually believe this is a mission that will even continue on in eternity because we have an eternal God. There's no way that we're going to be able to fully comprehend him. And so I think this is only like the practice grounds for us being able to know how to really grow and be immature. So if you like help along the way, please reach out to us. And we look forward to seeing you back here again next time on the Pure Sex Radio program.
God bless.